counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hello, this is James McHugh, Viola Tango.
Hey, this is Joseph Yarmish from the band Dune.
Hey, it's Dana Snell from the Bicycles.
This is Rishi Deer from Elephant Stone.
Hello, everybody. This is Alexander Ortiz. I play in We Are Wolves.
Hey, this is Luke from Born Ruffian.
Hey, this is Matthias Kong from the Burning Hell.
Hi, this is Jay Slasek from the Besnard Lakes, and you're listening to Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20, another week, another countdown. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined in studio by Brian Cleveland, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. These charts are for the week ending Tuesday, May 21st, 2013, and Brian's going to tell you what you'll find if you go to that website.
Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every Tuesday evening at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50, from which we will play selections from the top 20 over the next 2 hours. As well, you can find the regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week. Other published charts also include weekly genre reports such as electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. And you can also read some fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
And if you want to get in contact, oh, it's going to be a bad day already. If you want to get in contact with us, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com, that's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at Earshot20, that's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to get in contact with us. And if you're an emerging Canadian band or artist, you can contact us to get a feature on this show. And we'll be doing that coming up very shortly in this hour of the program with a local artist from our area. David R. Elliott will join us on the program. We also have Shane from Ghost Keeper. He's going to be joining us. And of course, you'll get the Entertainment 411 with Stephen Karlick from Exclaim. That's all coming up. But first, we're going to get into it and start counting down the charts.
All right, you're going to hear Let Love Stand a Chance start up this set to start off the program by Charles Bradley. Falling to number 20 from number 6 is his latest record, Victim of Love. Re-entering the charts, number 19 is Maylee Todd. And from Escapeology, you're going to hear Did Everything I Could. And debuting at number 18 is Vampire Weekend. And the third album of indie pop rock from the New York four-piece is entitled Modern Vampires of the City.
All right, stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 20.
Baby,
19.
Baby, ride on, ready, it's love. Lifetime, baby, 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 right on time.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Diane Young by Vampire Weekend. Their latest is called Modern Vampires of the City, and it debuts on our charts this week at number 18. Re-entering the program and the charts at number 19 is Maylee Todd from Escapeology. You heard Did Everything I Could. And starting off the show and that set was Let Love Stand a Chance by Charles Bradley, and his new record is called Victim of Love.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, this is the National Countdown Show, the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, joined by Brian Cleveland in studio as we count down these albums. And if you miss any part of this show and you want to catch it again, you can do so a couple of ways. We'll post a link to the program every week, we do, and it's radio4all.net. You can go there and search out the program, radio4all.net. You can also subscribe to our podcast, currently available on iTunes. We're going to keep this going and count down a couple more of the songs on the charts. Then we'll have an interview with David R. Elliott coming up after that.
All right. Debuting at number 17 is the second album and first on Merge from the Californian garage punk power pop singer-songwriter and Ty Segall collaborator Michael Cronin. It's called MC2, and you're going to hear a track called Change. Following that, sitting still at number 16 is the debut from Savages called Silence Yourself, and you'll hear a track called Dead Nature.
Stay tuned. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 17.
Yeah.
Earshot 20. Number 16.
It's the Earshot 20. We're going to take a break from the charts now and chat with a St. John, New Brunswick artist who has released his second physical full-length album. No stranger to music, though. He's had lots of releases out in the digital world. And David R. Elliott joins us in studio. David, welcome to the Earshot 20.
What's poppin', man?
Not much.
Yeah.
Favorite part, we've had two live interviews now for this show, and I enjoy them. I enjoy them a little bit more than recorded because you get to have that personal feel.
Yeah, that's why I try
to come
in.
It's like I can reach
in.
Out and touch you.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about this new record, Rearrange, that you've put out?
Well, first of all, right before I started talking here, everybody, I was going through the pics on my cell phone. There's the reel-to-reel I was talking about.
Very cool.
That we did the last track on.
That is a strange looking machine.
Yeah. The rest of it kind of looks like a car from the 50s. I know this isn't good for people listening, but not really radio appropriate. But we did it in Halifax at Echo Chamber, Charles Austin's studio there, which is a really cool place. Charles Austin, of course, if you don't know, is just a really killer dude. He was in a bunch of great bands. He's been on a bunch of good records. He was in the Super Friends, if you know them. He's a great dude. We did that at his studio. Mike Trask produced it. He's a singer-songwriter, bit bluesier kind of singer-songwriter guy. He produced it. There's some good players on it. Adam Mowry's on it a bit, and it's a really fun record to make. It's all to tape. A lot of it's live. It's pretty sparse. It's, I guess, raw is a word I would use to describe it.
And it seems like you did a lot of collaboration on this record. There's a lot of names on on the inside of the CD when you have a look. Did that affect how the final product came out?
Yeah, for sure. I like making music with my friends, you know. I always try to get as many of them as possible onto anything that I do. The record I made before that I did mostly at home, so it was a really like insular process where everything was up to me and I didn't really have anybody else telling me how anything was supposed to sound, which is why this record is so much better, because it was like the opposite idea where, like, you know, I had like Charles Austin and Mike Trask in the studio, and Trask, of course, produced it, so we sat and we had rehearsals together where we worked on the arrangements of the songs a bit and changed stuff around, tried them in different keys and stuff, which I think made the record a lot better. And we just ended up using the people that were around, I guess. We needed somebody to play bass, and I knew that Adam plays bass, obviously, and was in town, so I called him up, and then he ended up doing some harmonies there on Foolish Lips. And you know, my good friend Tynan is a really good drummer, and he was around the studio while we were doing it, so we had him play on it, and you know, it turned out really good as a result of that.
Very cool. And do you feel your sound has changed or evolved from your previous records, and taking into consideration all the releases that you've had digitally as well, but do you feel like there's been an evolution to your sound, or you try to keep a similar sort of sound throughout your records to try to build a little bit of familiarity with the listeners?
I think it might be a smarter thing to do the second thing that you said, but I don't know. The first bunch of recordings that I did were very sort of selfish. Like, I didn't really care what anybody was going to perceive them to be. And I think I kept it like that for quite a while before I really considered an audience. But even in considering the audience, I'm still pretty selfish. I don't really care what a general audience is going to think. I don't think you can if you're going to make a good record. I don't think anybody made like a really amazing record with the intention of with the pure intention of selling it, you know?
Right. The fans are kind of a secondary thing, because if they enjoy your music, what you enjoy doing, then they'll come to you.
Yeah. And I think I kind of I make it a little bit difficult sometimes, you know, cause I took a year and just only did rap music for a year.
Oh, wow.
And that went well to a certain extent, but you can't you can't be like, this is like, you know, right before that I had made a country record, and there was really crappy computer mic recorded at home, worst audio quality ever, just threw it on Bandcamp, and then spent a year doing rap music, you know. And then I did a couple shows and stuff, and obviously my friends are down, you know, and you can find people to be down with it, but there's not a huge crossover audience of people that want me to do the folkier, I mean, I don't consider my music folk, but some people call it that because it's easy, but you know, the folkier country oriented pop stuff. And then if I'm trying to do a rap song about getting high by myself on Murder Row or whatever, there's not a lot of crossover for that. And then, you know, and then when I did Sam Hill, it was kind of in my apartment alone recording with an ad, I don't know, I was just listening to Marilyn Manson a lot. I don't know.
It's quite an eclectic mix.
I don't know. I just wanted to make something kind of weird. I wanted to the songs to be good, but I wanted to record them in a way. There's a lot of really weird, one of the songs, the drums on one of the songs, I think is I just hit a garbage can with a drumstick, and then kicked the back of my guitar case, you know what I mean? Just silly stuff like that. And then there's some drum machines and some just noise and stuff. I was just trying to make a country record, but in a sort of a Marilyn Manson kind of way. I don't know. But then this one obviously is a different, this one, you know, I did this one with Mike, and you know, the good players on it, as opposed to me just trying to futilely attempting to play bass or percussion when I can barely play the instrument I'm supposed to know how to play, you know. So this one is sort of the more raw country blues rock aesthetic. I don't know, some people think it sounds like early Stones sometimes, which never would have occurred to me. To me, it sounded more like a garage Tom Petty kind of thing, but I don't know, it's I don't really know how to quantify this stuff that's on the album.
So for those listening live to this broadcast on Local 107.3 FM right now, it's May 24th, and as we send out for syndication, you'll probably hear this, and you'll be saying, no, it's not May 24th, but today is May 24th right now that we're recording, and you have a show tonight here in the city. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm opening for Naked Baron tonight down at Pepper's again.
Very cool.
Yeah, Ben's a good guy. I know all those guys from Naked Baron. I saw Ben on the weekend right before I headed out to St. Andrews for Paddlefest. I saw him, and he was like, hey, you want to open this show for me on Friday? And I was like, yeah, man, of course. You know, I could probably make enough money to get drunk, so I'll do it. Sure. And yeah, so I'll be doing that this tonight, opening for Naked Baron. And then I'm at Pepper's again next week for the St. John Music Awards.
Very cool. So lots of opportunities for people in the St. John area to get out and see you. And of course, in just a few minutes, we're going to play a track from your album. So everyone across the country will get to hear you in that that form. What else is on your plate musically?
Right now, right now is supposed to be sort of my time off, you know? So I'm home.
It never works like that.
No, it's not. I was like, you know, I was in Halifax for a few months. I had some gigs up there, and I had, you know, album release stuff that I was doing. And then I was up there kind of recording. I have a hip hop group in Halifax called Triple F.
Very cool.
And we do sort of, it's kind of hard to explain. It's very like inappropriate, really just messed up weird stuff. And so I was doing lots of that up there, and I was kicking around the studio for other people's projects. Owen Steele was working on his album, so I was around a bit for that, to like stomp on things and shout and stuff for wherever needed. And The Waking Night from Fredericton, they were up at Echo Chamber, and I was kicking around with them. I don't know, not really helping, just like drinking their booze, you know. And so I was there for a couple months, and then I decided I would come home and relax and start working on the tour. So I got a tour with Mike Trask coming up in the summer.
Very cool.
So we have a few things. I'm playing in Mike's band right now. He's got this band put together called Mike Trask and the Precious Memories. So I'm playing guitar for that. And so I have to go back in June, and we have some rehearsals because we're playing Ham Jam.
Awesome.
And Folly Fest.
So lots coming up for you.
Yeah. And then July and August is just road stuff, like maritime stuff through July, and then Ontario, Quebec in August, and then probably more Precious Memories stuff in September. And then I'll probably go back in the studio, hopefully.
Awesome. And people can head to your website to check out all your tour dates and everything like that.
DavidRElliott.ca.
Very cool. All right, David, thanks for joining us here on the program. And in an Earshot Extra spot this week, here is David R. Elliott on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
I never got too far from where I started. Hope I do one day, but it's not that bad. I don't know why you had to leave me, darling. I knew you would one day, but it hurts so bad. Never know what I'm supposed to do when I'm on my own. Never know what I'm supposed to do when I'm on my own. I never gone too far from where I started. One port city to another state on the East Coast. I don't know why you had to leave me, darling. One strong drink deserves another, and you can carry me home. Never know what I'm supposed to do when I'm on my own. Never know what I'm supposed to do when I'm on my own. And love is a dangerous game, dear. Shines a light on your back, but it leaves you in the rain. And I don't know how I got here. Wish I could get back, but I know it'll never be the same. I said I wish I could get back, but I know it'll never be the same. I never gone too far from where I started. Follow you on down, but you can't be had. I don't know why you had to leave me, darling. Worst you took from me was the best I had. Never know what I'm supposed to do when I'm on my own. Never know what I'm supposed to do when I'm on my own. And love is a dangerous game, dear. It shines a light on your back, but it leaves you in the rain. And I don't know how I got here. Wish I could get back, but I know it'll never be the same. I said I wish I could get back, but I know it'll never be the same. strong drink deserves another. One strong drink deserves another. I said one strong drink deserves another. Yeah.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
It's all gone green. the back alone, I can find this on the colors of the world. Let the taste linger in the mouth. South Chicago never gave us more to sing about. Like we find this on the colors of the world.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was Iron and Wine with a track called Grass Widows. And that is sitting at number 14, down from 10 from his new album Ghost on Ghost. Before that, at number 15, all the way up from 50, debuting on our program is the new Hooded Fang record called Graves. And you heard a track called Bye Bye Land. Before that, we spoke with David R. Elliott. And after a fine chat with that fine fellow, you heard a track called One Strong Drink Deserves Another from his new record Rearrange. Definitely check it out. A fine release from our city. I want to see how many times I could use fine.
That's fine.
Oh, and before then, you also heard from Savages with a track called Dead Nature from their new release, Silence Yourself. And that was sitting still at number 16. And debuting at number 17 was Michael Cronin. From his album MC2, you heard a track called Change. Not a lot of debuts in the top 50 this week like last week. There was tons last week, but there were two debuts in the top 20 this week. So and quite a bit of moving around, new stuff, lots of re-entering stuff. Our top two are sitting pretty from the week before, so you'll get to that in about, you know, an hour or so. But stay tuned, lots of stuff coming up.
All right, and if you're just tuning in, this is the Earshot 20 National Countdown Show, Earshot-Online. That's where we grab the charts. I'm Anthony Ammon. Brian Cleveland's in studio with me, and now it's time for the Entertainment 411.
It's the Earshot 20 Entertainment 411.
Stephen Carlick from Exclaim here with the latest music news, albums, and tracks. This week, Drake has announced his OVO Fest 2013. He'll be bringing along Frank Ocean and James Blake for the now two-day festival. More guests are yet to be announced, but for now he's announced the tickets will go on sale Friday, May 24th at 10 a.m. They start at $50. Annual music festival North by Northeast has added a few new names to their roster. Dan Deacon, No Joy, Braids, Golden Youth, Winter Sleep, and more have now been added to the 19th edition of the festival, which will run from June 10th to 16th. The new acts will join previously confirmed performers like The National, Big Boy, Flag, Social Distortion, Fucked Up, Calexico, Joey Badass, and more. Ray Manzarek of The Doors passed away this week. He was a founding member of the influential band and passed away due to complications from bile duct cancer. He was 74 and died at a hospital in Rosenheim, Germany. He was surrounded by his wife Dorothy and his brothers. Meanwhile, Kanye West has been stirring up more news about his new album. It's now purportedly titled Yeezus. This past Sunday, he shared the album cover via Kim Kardashian's Instagram. It looks like a foil melted statue or something. It's held together by red tape. It's certainly not the final album cover, but it's something to go on for now. The album is, of course, slated for release on June 18th and will feature singles that he unveiled on Saturday Night Live, including New Slaves and Black Skinhead. In album releases this week, we have Montreal's Magical Clouds, whose new album Impersonator could, we said, easily be a mess of contradictions, but it's the mix between his musical minimalism and emotional maximalism that airlifts Impersonator out of the ravine of solipsism. Songs like Bugs Don't Buzz and the title track document a loss of identity with sullen elemental progressions that establish a peculiarly masculine frailty evocative of Patrick Wolfe and the Blue Nile. The sparse accompaniment is vital. Its sedative qualities lend Devin's bluster and Eye of the Storm serenity. It's a magical album. The National released their new album Trouble Will Find Me this week. Our reviewer noted that the band will either get flack for staying sonically stagnant or ripped apart for losing the signature qualities fans first admired. The National have managed to perfect sounding like themselves while putting out consistently impressive and forward-marching music. The new record reins in the arena-ready rock of their last album, High Violet, with songs that are immediately recognizable as The National, but never come across as generic or insincere. Songs like Don't Swallow the Cap and Graceless have bouncy, danceable backbones. Despite these brighter moments, they still know how to do sad, as demonstrated on Heartbreaker Slipped and on Heaven Faced and Demons. For more of the latest music news, albums, and tracks this week, visit exclaim.ca. Our song pick of the week is Toronto indie outfit Hooded Fang's new single Graves from their similarly titled album, which will be out on May 28th via DAPS. Enjoy Graves now.
Earshot 20 Extra. We'll be right back. Kevin and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 13. Number 12.
Stranger, no, 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 you don't.
Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
Sitting still at number 11, that was Phoenix from the album Bankrupt, a track called Don't. Before that, Soons also sitting still at number 12 is Their Les Images du Futur and the opening track Powers of 10. Re-entering the program and the charts at number 13 is Dubmatics from the album Rebel Massive. You heard It's a Clash. And to start off that set was Stephen Karlick from Exclaim's pick this week, Hooded Fang, and a track called Graves, the title track from their new record.
Yeah, big thanks to Stephen Karlick for joining us again this week for the Entertainment 411, and thanks to David R. Elliott for joining us in studio as well. Great to chat with him and find out about his album. All right, that is the first 10. When we come back, the top 10 plus, we're going to be talking with Shane from Ghostkeeper, all that and more, so stick around. We'll be right back.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.